Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you here in studio with USD 383 Superintendent Marvin Wade and School Board President Daryl Eady. Do want to remind folks, phone lines are open. 785-537-1350 is the number to call if you have a question, comment, or concern. Tonight there is a Board of Education meeting at Robinson Education Center. That's on 2031 Points Avenue. Starts at 6:30. And of course, again, those are open to the public, and I believe you also stream those on your Facebook page as well.
That's correct.
So that's another way to check it out. But some interesting things in this meeting tonight. The Diversity Committee is something that we've been talking about a little bit during the newscast this morning. So one of you could expand a little bit on that.
I can touch on that one. That back in September when we were dealing with the mascot situation that was there for a while. One of the things the board did was directed me to create a district diversity committee. So we began that process, had some community, we had five community meetings, like pre-committee meetings, where we talked about what's been done in the past, what's currently occurring within the school district and the community in terms of diversity, inclusion, what kind of people do we need to have on the committee so that it can really accomplish meaningful work. So went through a series of five meetings, ended up with, at this point, there's 26 people on the committee, and we've had two actual diversity committee meetings where we've talked about the name, well, we've come up with the name, the mission, vision, leadership for the committee, and tonight we're going to have a presentation to the board on where we're at with that committee. We'll have the president of the committee, Suzanne Glymore, will speak, and we'll also have a student representative talk a little bit about the diversity committee and what we see is the purpose and where we want to go with it. So I'm pleased and proud of where we're at with it, that it is a diversity committee, which is something that was really important to me. And going back to the directive that the board gave was that the committee's to be created to assist and advise, and I'm reading this now, it's assist and advise efforts of diversity awareness, educational equity, and reduction of racial, ethnic, and economic prejudice. So there's a lot of importance in that for our district and our community and really the entire country at this point in time.
And are there other examples in other school districts where there's committees like this, organizations like this within the district?
I don't know. I'm sure there is. Yes. We actually had this committee 7-8 years ago, and then because of funding and a few other things, it kind of went by the wayside, and we've been talking about it for at least 5 years, bringing some sort of this back. And when we went through the mascot issue, it really brought it to the forefront, and one of the things that, I don't know, gave us the excuse or the need to really bring that in. And it, like I said, it was something the board has talked about for several years, bringing it back and addressing.
And Marvin, you said there's been five meetings so far with it. How have those meetings gone? What's kind of the ground that's been covered so far?
Well, we had, and those meetings were in January, February, March, and April. And initially it wasn't going to be like pre-committee work. It was going to be, let's get this thing going. But at a first meeting, I invited individuals to come I thought might be interested in being involved. And when they showed up, it became clear that we needed to do more of a recruiting effort. And to better clarify, because diversity is one of those terms that can mean so many different things, sometimes positive, sometimes negatives. So we wanted to talk about what's it mean to us, and that's where mutual respect, relationship building, open, honest communication, those kind of things came up. And we wanted segments of the community that sometimes don't have a voice on these committees to be involved. So that's when people went out and asked other individuals to come. So meeting after meeting, we might have different people showing up and talking about what do we want to accomplish. So we went through, like I said, about the past history. In the past, when there was the diversity committee in the district, there was a district diversity coordinator. But when that position went away, because of funding, the committee ended up disbanding. So we talked about that. We talked about what are some of the issues and concerns that we have in the school district in terms of curriculum, how people treat one another, how inclusive are we. Went over terminology definitions, aspect like Darryl, like you were talking about earlier. There's different committees in some other school districts. Is this committee going to be one where it's advisory, and that's where we ended up, where it's advisory to me and the board? It's not people take their issue to the diversity committee and they tell me what to do. It's not that kind of a committee. So we wanted to get those parameters in place and then go back out to people and say, okay, here's where we're at this point in time. Do you want to be involved in the diversity committee, knowing we're going to work on these things? So that's a little bit of the background on the scope of works, the structures. We decided we needed a president, we needed a chair, we needed a secretary, we need a community a committee spokesperson, we need a vehicle for sharing communications between community between committee members, things like that that we wanted to get ironed out, and we did that with those meetings, and then especially the first two actual meetings of the committee.
Very good. Brady Bowman here with USC 383 Superintendent Marvin Wade, also School Board President Darryl Eady is in studio. I do want to remind folks, phone lines are open, 75-537-1350. And Dr. Wade, kind of going off that, talking about diversity, diverse education as well is something that might be talked about, looking at adding a Chinese language course.
Yes, that's on our agenda for tonight, that in our world languages program, we've currently got Spanish, French, and German, and there's been interest from our students to add Chinese. And so this next school year, we'll be adding Chinese as a partnership with the Confucius Institute from Kansas State. So we'll be offered at Manhattan High School starting next fall.
And Darryl, has there ever been a Chinese language course at MHS in your knowledge?
I don't know of any courses on that in the past, but I do know we have quite a few students, and we also have a lot of information back and forth between us and China and the Asian countries. So to me, it makes a lot more sense these days, with the way the governments are and everything else, to actually have a class like this. When I saw it, it was like, wow.
And that's another one of those cool partnerships we have, that we're able to provide this for our students at no additional cost. We provide the space. We provide materials, but Confucius Institute is going to provide the instructor, and so it's a nice partnership.
And just kind of another advantage that the school district has with Kansas State just being, in the same town and being able to partner on those sort of things.
All right.
Yeah.
Between that, and there are several things we partner with K-State on, and MATC and several other places, and the partnerships, which actually help reduce some of our costs and expand the education opportunities for our kids, are just great.
And it will initially be the introduction course, and like we do with any of our new courses, we'll do an evaluation of it, report back to the board next spring. But I sure hope that this will be something we can expand into Chinese 2, 3, as the students move through the program.
Again, school board meeting tonight for USD 383. It'll be at 2031 Point Avenue at Robinson Education Center. Starts at 6:30, and we better get those donations in.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay, tonight we have 1,496 of standing desks and stools from DonorsChoose.org to Anthony Middle School for class use, a $1,500 cash donation from Manhattan Ogden Public Schools Foundation to USD 383 for early expression supplies, art supplies, a $303,000, 204.53 grant allocation from Health and Human Services to USD 383 for the Kansas Reading Roadmap Grant, which funds after-school, family, and summer literacy programs at Northview, Ogden Elementary, Frank Bergman Elementary, and other schools for K-3. We also have a $46,000 grant award allocation to USD 383 from Manhattan Ogden Public Schools Foundation for YES, grant teacher proposals. So it's a grand total of about $352,609.85 worth of grants and donations to the schools tonight.
That's a big number. Last time you guys were on, it was a pretty good number on that donation list.
Yes.
And grants list.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's almost a half a mil.
Yeah.
So that's quite a bit. And, you know, they go to a lot of great programs. We have a lot of reading programs going on right now. And, you know, everybody thinks summertime, the schools are closed. They are not. They're extremely busy. We've had the STEM program. We've mm-hmm. had the feeding program through several of our schools right now, the reading programs, other classes, summer school, driver's ed. You name it, we've got it going on, it seems like.
That reminds me, when Brady, sure. when you were talking about summer school, I thought it's so different than it was when I was a kid, a long, long time ago. But summer school then had that negative connotation.
All right, man, you're in trouble.
Yeah, you talk to the kids that are at Summer STEM Institute. You know, they're so excited to be there, and that's just been great. And that's another one of those partnerships that it's just tremendous.
And I think you guys have something going on Friday with STEM, right?
Yes, 9 to 11 Friday morning at Kansas State at the Engineering Building is going to be the Summer Institute STEM Showcase, where the students talk about what they've done at STEM.
Oh, that should be really interesting.
It's always entertaining.
It's great.
You know, they always have the drones and all sorts of fun stuff going on, the wind program stuff they have. And there's just all sorts of fun stuff they do.
And I think from what I understand, Representative Roger Marshall is supposed to be checking that out Friday.
I believe that was right. I
heard that.
Yeah. So we might have somebody out there to check all of that out with you guys.
Do we have time to run through some of the announcements?
Go for it.
From Michelle, that summer meals, breakfast and lunch are available. And these are free. Anybody between ages of 1 and 18 can eat free. But it's summer meals, breakfast and lunch at Bluemont, Lee, Northview, Ogden, Theodore Roosevelt, Anthony Middle School, and then the East Campus of Manhattan High School. All of our offices are going to be closed Wednesday, July 4th, and there won't be any meals served that day. That West Campus is going to be closed to the public July 18th to the 20th. That's 3 days during that week. There's going to be active violence training. We've done that the last two summers at other schools, but this time it's going to be at the West Campus. So you'll see a lot of first responders there. So this is a training process for all of us. And then, oh my gosh, for people thinking ahead, here we go. That online registration opens Monday, July 16th. Central enrollment is Friday, July 27th. Back to school nights are going to be Tuesday, August 14th. And the first day of school is Wednesday, August 15th. And those dates are on our website, so people can check that out.
They'll be here before we know it.
Right.
Oh, geez, yes.
Might also let everybody know that because July the 4th is on Wednesday next week, our board meeting will be on Tuesday night, July the 3rd.
Right. And we'll have you guys, Dr. Wade, we'll have mm-hmm. you and Kurt Herman will be in on Monday. And then after that week, we'll finally – it's been kind of a weird schedule with you guys the last couple of weeks.
It has been.
But we'll get back on schedule definitely next month and have you back in Monday to talk about that Tuesday night school board meeting. So
also might mention that the Stuff the Bus with the Fit Closet is going to be, I believe it's July 21st at Walmart.
Right, right.
So you can stuff that, and I think they're going to unstuff it at 3:30 at the Fit Closet. So,
and we'll have some folks on that week before to talk a little bit more about Stuff the Bus.
Oh, good.
Too, so
that's great.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. We covered a lot of ground, as always.
Yeah. Thank you,
Brady.
Thank
you very much.
Thanks
sir.
For coming in. USD 383 Superintendent Marvin Wade and School Board President Daryl Eady. When we come back, the principals from both Flint Hills Christian School and Manhattan Catholic School here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.